ask you to do the presentation for the measurements of protein resistance in certain cancers and research.
Yes, thank you, Martha. Good morning, everyone. The ISB published an EB last month to clarify the fair value measurement of investments in subsidiaries, JVs, and associates that are quoted in active markets. And this clarification was needed because the ISB learned that there were different views in how that fair value measurement could be obtained. And the first view states that the fair value measurement of an investment should relate to this unit of account, to the investment as a whole, and as a result of this could be obtained by applying a valuation technique or by referring back to the quoted prices of the underlying financial instruments and adjusting those quoted prices by any differences between the financial instruments and the investment as a whole. So these are the two views that the ISB learned, and the ED clarifies that the fair value measurements of investments that are quoted should be the price of the quoted instruments, P, times the number of financial instruments that are comprised within the investment, which is Q. So P times Q without any type of adjustment. This is a clarification provided. And the basis for this conclusion, it is that those measurements are more reliable, relevant, objective, and verifiable. Having said that then, slide 3 provides you the context when you can see those investments be measured at fair value. As you know, IFRS 13 does not require when those fair value measurements should be performed. It only provides you with a framework on how to perform those fair value measurements. And in the same format, then, this ED does not require when those fair value measurements, when those investments need to be measured at fair value. It just only clarifies how these fair value measurements should be obtained. For your information, then, you can see investments in subsidiaries, JVs, and associates being measured at fair value in the following instances. When a subsidiary is being held by an investment entity, the investment entity is required to measure that subsidiary at fair value instead of consolidating it, and it is also required to measure the subsidiary at fair value in its separate financial statements. Any other entities would consolidate that subsidiary in the separate, in the consolidated financial statements, and in the separate financial statements, it does have an option to apply either cost or fair value. Something similar happens with investments in JVs and associates. When an investor is a venture capital organization or a mutual fund or a unit trust, it has an option to measure those investments at fair value. And if it does so, it is required then to measure those investments at fair value also in its separate financial statements. Any other types of investors are required to measure those investments at equity method in its consolidated financial statements. And they are also provided with an option in its separate financial statements to measure those investments at either cost or fair value. So this just provides you with a summary of the situations in which you can see investments being measured at fair value. And the big question that we have for you is in slide 4. And we really appreciate the discussions being focused in this particular question, because we need your feedback on this. Which measurement method provides investors with the most useful information for quoted investments? The first option would be the one proposed in the exposure draft, P times Q, meaning that we would perform the measurement by using the level one input of the underlying financial instruments and multiplying that price times the quantity of financial instruments that are comprised within the investment. So P times Q without adjustments. And the second option is to measure the investment either by using a valuation technique or by adjusting those quoted prices. And we can discuss this in the breakout session. This is all from our side.
Thank you.
A question to Mariela to make sure we cover the full scope. You may also have an issue where you have an investment at the level which is below the level of associates. Say if you have 15% of the company, you don't do equity accounting because you don't have significant influence. Still, you may have acquired this at a price which was not exactly P times Q because you paid a certain premium to acquire the block, or maybe you paid a discount to acquire because of liquidity. So it's not only about associate joint venture, but securities, you may also have this issue for other investments. Is that right?
For other investments that are not subsidiaries, JVs, and associates, that would be in the scope of IFRS 9. And in that sense, then that would be then P times Q. So there is no clarification done in that respect in the